Don't worry about it.
I was going to bring you a gift, but then I was like,
I was too.
She doesn't deserve anything.
That's so cute. I was like, I was going to bring you a gift, but then I was like, she'll probably make fun of me. So
what would your gift have been?
It's an expensive gift to be made fun of.
What would it have been?
I might still get it for you, so I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, you don't even have it?
Cute. No. I didn't order it because I got it and I'm obsessed.
Well, tell me what it is.
Like, give us a hint.
Yeah.
Silk pajamas.
Oh, silky?
Cute.
Silky silks?
They're not silk.
Oh, satin.
They're satin.
Okay.
They're amazing.
Okay. Mm. I was going to bring you this bejeweled collar that just, it's just a collar and you just put it on anything.
Oh, like a dickie?
Have you seen it? It's like just a collar. What's a dickie?
A dick.
Do you know a dickie?
Are we the same? We have tea girls.
You guys are the same
girls. You guys seem like, you do seem very weirdly similar.
We're the same girls. And I like it.
I do too.
Wait, a dickie is a collar?
A dickie is a collar, like an addition, like basically this.
Yeah.
But then no shirt.
Yeah.
So it's just like a dickie collar.
A dickie started for men.
I love a dickie collar.
It was a turtleneck that you'd put under sweaters.
Okay, but no, it's they do make it this like a whole bib. No, it's just the collar.
Oh, so how does it stay on things?
Will you go to Amazon really quick? And I'll show you really quick.
My Valentine's Day gift was from Amazon. Yours was.
It was. It's just revolutionary.
Shit.
Okay, so put in bejeweled collar.
I love these.
So Caroline. Oh no! Oh, there. Now, on the right.
Oh, thank God! I was like, I will not. Wear
I have some of those.
How cute are those?
They're adorable. But it's hard to get them to stay on things. That's why you almost need a dickie.
There's a button in the back.
Oh, but how does it stay like?
It doesn't. Like, it just like sits there.
Okay.
What
cute.
A sweet little dickie.
It's really cute.
A dickie.
My friend Caroline was wearing one the other night and I felt really upset that I wasn't
she
wearing
got it
one
from
too.
Amazon?
Yeah, she's like the Amazon queen. Shop with Caroline.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's going to come on. But anyway, I bought these. I have one for you if you want one. But
what color do I get?
Wasn't sure if you would want, that looks pink, but I have black and white.
Cute.
I think it's black and white. Anyway, we have Teague on today.
I'm so excited to be here, you guys. I am such a fan of the pod. So to be here is kind of like out of body for
me. Oh my God. Welcome.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. I love it. Yeah. I feel like you're in the, like, you know, you're in the ether.
I've been circling.
We've been circling. Yes, exactly. We've been circling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Teague, I know Teague because she used to teach at LEK.
Yes.
You were amazing, by the way.
Oh my God, I loved that place.
I feel like you were one of the best, aside from Lauren, that like I would go to your class and be psyched.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. And Dimitri was great too.
What time was your class?
Yes,
morning?
Yes.
Mornings. Yeah, I was like an
Dimitri
early
was
morning
amazing.
Girly.
Do you still talk to him?
Occasionally, yes. Yeah. Do you?
Occasionally. He was teaching like dance with my kids, but then they kind of got over it and whatever. Yeah. But he's a doll.
Oh, I've met him.
Amazing. Yeah, I love him.
So you used to be a Laker girl, which I find I'm so fascinated because it's like I have started enjoying basketball games, but nothing brings me more joy than watching those girls dance.
It's so fun. Isn't it great?
It's kind of my dream. Do you miss it?
There's still time.
Do you miss it?
I can train you.
Oh my God, I love it.
We can get you to auditions.
Did you see?
Is there an age limit?
No. I mean, maybe like unofficial.
I need to work on my like loose stomach, but I think I could do it.
You could do it.
I feel like they're all kind of short too, which I love.
I danced forever, so I'm like,
we should do it.
Yeah, I think you guys, let's get you some rhinestone tops and get out there.
Oh God, it's a bikini top.
No, they change all the time.
For auditions, it's like very like you were wearing. I think when I auditioned my first year, I wore a literal bikini that I had just rhinestoned. So that's what it is.
How long did you do it for?
I did it for 4 seasons.
Amazing.
So my first season actually was Kobe Bryant's last season as a Laker. So that was like incredible.
Yeah.
To like be on that goodbye tour. So yeah.
Did you ever hook up with any of the players?
No.
Why?
I wish. That would have been cool. That would have been a cool story.
Do you talk to them? Not still, but like when you were...
Yeah, like occasionally, you know, we'll do a bunch of stuff together.
Yeah.
Like there's a bunch of like charity work and, you know, games, like you'll see them, but...
What's the average
pretty separate.
Time that... that a dancer stays on?
I think 4 years is like long.
Yeah.
Like I did it and it's long.
And do they pay you like barely anything?
You know, we were paid like pretty well.
Okay.
We were paid like I could survive.
Yeah. It seems so fun to me. I can't.
It's so fun. That's
like
the thing.
Like a cheerleader on like on steroids.
Yeah.
Like, on acid, on steroids and
acid. I almost
acid.
Tried out for the Dallas Cowboys when I lived in Dallas.
I tried out.
And like, I was like.
That looks like a good
It was
one
before
too.
It was Tough. A thing.
Yeah.
And then I found out the schedule. Like, I was like signing up for the audition. I was like, whoa, I cannot work out 5 days a week.
It's
and
crazy.
And you get like paid $20 to work. This was 20 years ago, but well, you got like 20.
Yeah, that yeah. is.
And then you'd get like season tickets, but I was like, I'm pretty much doing this for free.
Yeah, no, it's
and
volunteer
it
work.
It will suck up my entire week. Charity. It's volunteer
humanitarian.
Work.
No, it's crazy. I did audition for Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, and I was actually featured all over that reality show. And every single scene I was featured in, I was hysterically crying.
Look at
crying.
You. Look at how cute you are. Oh,
oh
my
I like
God.
That outfit. I could do that one.
You could do that. Yeah.
I could totally do that.
For sure.
So cute.
You guys, I have abs. Some of these outfits I can just at, give
are
you.
Are you wearing a dickie in that?
Yes, you guys, I'm telling you, I'm. It's funny. That's literally the dickie that you have.
It looks
I'm
like
I'm obsessed
it.
With the dickie.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you also, so you did this, which is just so fascinating and
so fun.
And so fun. And then you have gone into the lit space.
Yes, I
with
have.
With this new book called The Social Media Detox.
Yes.
It's a 14-day social media detox to help Ooh. You unplug, recharge, and reclaim your life. This yes. is so fascinating. So tell us how this all came to be.
Yeah. So I basically was addicted to social media.
Okay.
I was at one point clocking in like 40-hour work weeks on this social media. I know. You guys, it got so bad. And the
what
day,
were you primarily doing?
Stalking ex-boyfriends.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
And looking at people get job promotions and have babies and feel really bad about myself. Yeah. No, I think the day that I woke up and I was like, yo, I gotta change was the day I was live streaming my ex-boyfriend's wedding. I said, wait, I gotta stop.
Wait, how? It's done. How is that even available?
Unfortunately, it's available. It's
oh, you were live. You were. I thought you were.
I was live
showed up and live streamed.
Oh God,
I was
no!
Like, oh,
could you imagine
that? No, that actually,
that's insane.
That's insane.
Not something I wouldn't do, but that
it's like this
insane.
Took a sad turn.
Yeah. But yeah, no. I was so online all the time. I would wake up. I would like wake and bake my eyes. I would all day be looking at it. And
is wake and bake, it's not weed. It's not
no, wake and bake my eyes.
That's what I used to call it when I would smoke weed right when I woke
no,
up.
No, that sounds more fun than social media. But
yeah, it's bad for your eyes, huh? To just like immediately get on.
It's bad for your brain because your brain, technically, you really need that like wake sleep moment, especially the first 30 minutes of the day are so important for you to like not be consumed by news or things that could trigger stress and anxiety, which is every notification on your phone. So now what I do is I keep my phone in a different room and then I just have a cute little alarm clock from Amazon and that is what wakes me up. And then so I just try to avoid my phone for the first like 30 minutes. Don't have my alarm on it. Because if you have your alarm in there, it's too easy to just like nosedive into.
Yeah. We've talked about it, the Lofty alarm clock, which is so helpful that I, for just checking the time, you know, when you're like, what time is it? You know, or this thing has the sound. I've never been that deep into this, like social media. I think I'm probably guilty of being on my phone a lot. But that has helped just taking the time and the alarm and the whatever out of the equation.
Totally.
So then you can feel like I'm fine without the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So then you decided to come up with something that you could implement?
Yeah, exactly. So I just started talking to people that are way smarter than me, doctors, therapists, some academic people.
Yeah.
And I kind of just like started writing down things that they were advising. I talked to my therapist a lot about it. And then I was like, oh, I could just like make this into a thing.
Yeah.
And so then I started just doing more research, putting it together. And so we came up with this like 14-day just guided thing. It kind of makes it fun. It kind of gamifies being off of social media.
Can you kind of summarize what the 14-day looks like and then how you would maintain that?
Yeah, totally. So basically like the 14 days, you're just like learning different tools to like get off of social media the first day or just to be more mindful of it, right? And like be able to compartmentalize it in your brain.
Yeah.
But the first day is one of my favorite days. It talks all about like phone proximity. And it talks about like having your phone in your sight line actually creates like subconsciously some anxiety for you. So it's like, oh, like I have to like look at my phone. I have to, you know?
Totally.
And I don't know if that's true for you, but that's very true for me.
You just picked up your phone. I was like, seriously? I didn't silence it. It was making noises.
Right now?
No, absolutely. I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, you have your next patient.
Yeah.
I know.
Jesus.
But yeah, so the first day, the first challenge is basically putting your phone out of your sight as mm-hmm. much as you can. You know, some people work on their phones and so you have to like figure out ways to adjust it. But putting your phone in a bag mm-hmm. or putting your phone in a drawer mm-hmm. like really is good for your brain. You can like focus more. You can get more done. You don't like you're not like thinking all the time like, oh, do I need to check that? Oh, you know, it's like this knee jerk thing. That's yeah. like compulsive.
Yeah.
So that's one of the days. And then like other days look like, you know, we talk about FOMO a lot in the book, obviously. And one of the solutions or the challenges is like getting out there, making plans with your friends, connecting yeah. with people in the real world, which isn't always easy to do.
It's not easy to do. And actually this week I feel like I'm usually home most nights. We like being home. Mm-hmm. And this week I was out three nights. I was out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
ooh.
Which is like not normal for me, but just the things kind of all came together. And I wanted, you know, Monday came around. I was like, do I want to cancel this? Whatever. But I ended up following through, did all the things wow. that I was supposed to do. And this week I feel very stimulated, like mentally,
oh yeah,
emotionally full. I swear it's so important. It's mm-hmm. so healthy to make yourself do it. Cause I always drag my feet and I love it when someone cancels on me. But then once yes. I'm out, I'm like, I'm so much better.
Yeah, no, yeah. absolutely.
And I'm usually not on my phone once I'm out
mm-hmm.
because I'm engaged with another human.
Yeah, it is really crazy. It's like, it makes such a difference mm-hmm. to actually be out there
yeah.
and be, you know, having real conversations. Cause I feel like social media is such a problem because you feel like, oh no, I'm connected. I know what's up. Mm-hmm. I know my friend is eating avocado toast this morning. I know this yeah. is happening here. Like, I know what's up and I feel connected. It feels like a sense of community, but it's like not. You're mm-hmm. like staring at a device. So it's this false sense of like feeling connected and being a part of something, but it's like, sister.
Yeah.
You're on a phone.
We talk about it all the time. I remember talking about it. I distinctly remember talking to you about it maybe 2 years ago. Remember? I was driving in the car and I was like, I just feel like such shit. And you're like, but it's not reality. I just went to a dinner party and like no one was talking to each other. Mm. And then I saw the photos afterwards and it looked like we were all like
having the best time.
Yes.
So
and she
crazy.
And she was like, and it wasn't
that kills
fun.
Me.
Like it wasn't fun at all. Mm-hmm, like yeah. it was clicky. Everyone was on their phone.
If it's fun, yeah. there's no pictures.
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And so I had noticed an increase in my anxiety, just being always being in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, like I was just telling her on the way up here, mm-hmm. I checked because I read your bio and then we were sitting in my office with two people that are younger, much younger than me. One was 24, one's 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I wonder how long I've been on social media this week. So I went to my birthday
week. Oh, yes.
Week.
I'm glad you brought this
and
up.
So I went to my birthday week and I go to the week of January 26th. Let's all look. And
how do you go? Can you do it on mine?
Yeah.
Well, you do it.
Yeah, do it on me.
So I looked at mine and I go, that can't be right. I was like, am I on day? And I go to week. I really don't. I'm not interested in social media, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I mean, I don't actually want to be more. But
so my time for the week yeah. on social media, 9 minutes.
9 minutes?
9 minutes. Now,
wait,
the
that's
30-year-old,
incredible.
The 30-year-old, 21 hours.
Yeah.
The 24-year-old was like, she had TikTok. And,
Sandra, check yours.
Yeah, what's yours?
I also manage their social media.
Yeah, we can't hold you accountable. We can't judge you for this. She's like 1,000 hours I was working
was
on
like,
your guys' your page.
What do you go to? Usage?
I think, yeah, it's like the screen time.
Oh, yeah, screen time.
You can just
so fun. This morning, I was watching CBS Mornings, which I know normally just have on, and they had this woman who wrote How to Break Up With Your Phone. Have you seen this?
Oh, no.
Can you Google
sounds
that?
Sounds like someone
yeah,
who
it
I
was
should
so,
talk to.
It was so aligned with what I, you know, was anticipating you talking about today.
Yeah,
and
I
love
so it.
It's a bigger Catherine Ann Price. It's obviously, I mean, it's such a big issue.
Yeah.
And this kind of seems like a similar thing.
Oh, that's so funny.
Where she was saying, you know, you don't want to be like married to your phone. Treat it mm-hmm. like a friends with benefits type of thing.
Totally. Yeah. I think it's like, if you can like compartmentalize, like this is what
okay,
I need
so
it. This is what I look at.
You haven't been
know?
On social media once this week.
You guys are incredible, actually.
Do you guys want to know mine?
What's yes? yours?
TikTok, 13 and a half hours.
Well, this week? Wait, hold on. This week?
This is her
Sandra.
Job.
No, this was last week. This was last week.
Okay.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Instagram, 10, almost 11 hours.
That feels right.
Let's be honest, Sandra. How much are you really on it for work and how much is social? Be honest.
I think it's a lot of work. You know, I don't know because sometimes I'll just leave
you
my
get
phone.
Sucked in.
And it's on. It's like just on.
Do you feel like you want to scroll?
Look at her.
It depends.
Yeah.
It wasn't on.
Sometimes.
Wow, you guys are impressive. I like going on social media because it's like I can take a break, but also at the same time, because I do manage like the social media in this house too. I'm like thinking of ways, how are other people doing social media and then trying to implement it.
Yeah.
Into there. So it's like half enjoyment and then half research because my brain is always like research, research.
Yeah.
Right. That's not that bad.
Wait, how do you know what of this usage is?
It'll show up right here. It'll say like social or it'll be Instagram. These are the things you do.
I did like peek, you know, like when I get a pop-up, I'll click on it and then I just get
probably off. Didn't even register for like 9 seconds. But like wow, me, impressive. When I wake up, that's the last thing I'll go to.
Really? That's so good.
Yeah.
I have no desire.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
And it hasn't always been like happy. That. It doesn't bring happiness to me.
Wow,
I get sucked into a K-hole just going like doom scrolling. And then I'm like,
I love a good photo, like one great grid photo, you know, every like once a month or something.
No, I want like a full body workout, one pan meal. Those are mine.
Yeah.
Where I'll get sucked into that person. I'm like texting them recipe, please.
Well, even Lauren's has been kind of, I mean, she continues to evolve, but I mean, it is kind of the same thing. You know, she's so consistent with it, but even though it's sort of the same content, but just a newer version of it, I still can't look away. I'm like, wait, hold on. I got to see what the rest of this is.
I'm like a pervert just looking at her body. Yeah. I'm like,
it's like porn for me. I'm like, I mean, it's not like I necessarily want to sleep with her, but I'm just like, that always comes up for me because
her body's a wonderland.
Her body is a wonderland.
But she's one of the people that I actually talk to on social. So I feel like I'm getting fed her, you know, stuff. Maybe you barely post it. So
what about your kids? What about kids?
They don't have phones.
They don't have phones?
No.
Wow.
I'm the devil.
That's amazing.
My kid had an iPad as of 2 weeks ago.
How is that going?
It was traumatic.
Wait, what?
In what way?
Teddy's iPad was...
What, down?
It's done.
Wow,
2 weeks. Good for you.
Well, it wasn't me. It was Mike.
Oh, is it gone now? Still?
It's gone.
For indefinitely?
Forever.
What happened?
Mike broke it to make sure we couldn't use it anymore.
Wow.
Because we take it away.
But I don't like that.
Every time.
Did he break it in front of him?
No, of course not. No.
How old is he?
But he was like... This never works.
You're taking it away.
Taking it away. We've been doing this song and dance for years. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, tick.
He's how old?
7. And he gets into, like, that's kids' alarm. Kids' behaviors alarm me on these.
It's scary.
Like, their heroin on these devices is YouTube or Roblox.
Yeah.
It's not like social.
It's not social, yeah.
But YouTube is their social media. And it's just like the scrolling. And the scrolling and the scrolling.
Yeah, it is really scary for the kids.
It's scary and, they turn into dicks.
Yeah, and they don't even want human connection anymore. Like I feel like my nieces are like so addicted to Snapchat and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they'd actually rather go into McDonald's and order off of a robot than interact with someone at the counter, which I think is like crazy.
Bizarre.
But it's just like their generation.
Do that too.
You wouldn't. You guess it's confusing.
I love a chat with an employee. No,
I liked the checkout at the self checkout at Zara in Sweden.
Oh hell yeah!
Was fun.
I will.
But I know what you mean.
You know.
And again, you're better for it. We as humans need that. No matter how much we can streamline or automate things, the actual engagement is. It's part of us maintaining a healthy mental state.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I've seen, to close the loop with Ted, like he hasn't had it for maybe 2 weeks total.
And it's a big shift.
He's still got his hot wired moments, but like he like comes in and sits down in the morning. He's like, where's Bowser? Not like, where's my iPad? No one charged my iPad. Like,
what about Lola crazy. Though? Does Lola still have the iPad?
Lola, we put away Lola's iPad weeks ago.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
So it's not like a punishment. Because that's the hard thing when you take one from somebody.
And we were so sick of taking it away to be like a punishment for them that I was like, they don't need it. Mm-hmm. They don't need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like the longer you can keep them off of that stuff
Seriously,
is like the better. Because they need to develop.
There is something serious about, I think it does create anxiety in children.
Oh my gosh, of
like
course.
Like 100%. Because it creates it in us.
Oh yeah.
And we have
so much worse.
The mental stamina to go, this isn't good for me, let's put it down. Like they don't have that.
No, especially when all their friends are on it. And like I talked to some academic people and some principals, some middle school principals actually, about what they're seeing in kids that are using social media. And what I thought was interesting was one of the principals said, you know, years ago, bullies were at school and you could go home and you would feel safe.
Now they're everywhere.
Right? Yeah. Now you go home everywhere. And the bully is in your pocket still. Yeah. Yeah. There's nowhere it's safe. You know, like you go to bed and you
can't imagine.
It's just crazy. So it's like, it's really, now I feel like at least conversations are starting to be had. Mm-hmm. And like some schools are starting to like implement the no phone, put your phone in this.
Somewhere
like
in the UK did a study with high school students where they took it away for 2 weeks and they all like gave it, like turned it into the office, and the first 3 days were miserable. Mm-hmm. And then like everyone reported, they're like, we're just so much happier.
It's the best. Yeah. Because then there's no pressure. Like nobody else is on it. You can't be on it. So it makes you feel like, okay, well, I guess all we can do is talk to each other now.
I guess so, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. And there was also, I talked to a professor who said that like years ago, he would come into the class and he would say, quiet down, everybody's talking. And he says now when he goes in to give a lecture, it's silent.
Yeah.
Because everybody's on their phone. Mm. So it's just like crazy.
That's so interesting. That's so true. I remember in college when it would be, everyone was chattering.
Yeah.
Now I'm sure
it's
no one's even looking at each other.
No, no, it's actually bad. I'm scared to look at you.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing. You're just, that's like dark.
It's very dark. It's very Black Mirror.
So yeah, it is. Did you see the Bryce Dallas Howard one, the Black Mirror?
Yes,
I
did. That
one was great.
That one was great and scary.
It's scary, but it was basically like, kind of like what I think people say about smart cities. Yeah, it was like rating people. So you couldn't eat at this restaurant if somebody like if you didn't have enough stars because
that was
people
crazy.
Weren't liking you.
Like you have to like get good karma all day.
Yeah, otherwise you would like you can't get the Uber. You can't get
that. Yeah. Oh my God, that was a crazy
That was a good one.
That was incredible.
And that was actually, I feel like pretty revolutionary because I would venture to say that was probably 8 or 9 years ago. That
yeah.
2016. One came out.
2016? I mean.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you dating anyone?
No. Do you know somebody?
I do.
Cody's we'll interested. Later.
Oh my God, but listen, yes. On the flip side, do you do dating apps? Is that like also a K-hole?
Yeah.
I do.
That's a good question. It's so addicting. Yeah, like, I'm so into it. And it's bad. We've gamified dating.
Yes.
I'm in it.
But
deep.
Do you feel like that is as negative as just the social? Because to me, that seems like productive.
Productive?
Yeah.
That's the real problem with all this stuff is that I'm addicted to feeling productive. Some of this stuff feels like productive, like TikTok, dating apps. It feels like, oh, I'm getting something done. I'm learning something, especially on TikTok. I'm like, but it's like you're not really engaging with the world. So like, what are you really? Anyways.
Yeah. What are you really taking
away? Yeah, dating apps. I don't think they're really productive. Like, but this, after the pandemic, especially, I feel like people just do not know how to talk to each other, especially in like a bar setting. Like you would have to pay me a lot of money to go randomly talk to a stranger at a bar. I think it's changed a lot. So dating apps are unfortunately all we have. Did you guys meet your husbands
in
the real world?
No, we were right kind of before that. I mean,
we did.
Oh, I'm jealous.
The normal way?
Yeah.
Well, like eHarmony was out, JDate was out, but it was.
Did you do those?
No. But it was still, it was very.
Farmers only.
I don't even know if that one was out, but it was still new and it felt very like faux pas. You know?
Oh, no, it wasn't embarrassing. It wasn't trendy at the time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're like, I'm desperate. But then it became, you know,
fun.
A really great way for a lot of people to meet others that they wouldn't have met, you know, in their profession or being introduced by a friend. So for that reason, I think it's amazing. But I imagine that coupled with the intensity of the other social media and the other isolation could potentially be even, you know, tricky for its own reasons.
It's dark. Yeah.
Which apps do you like?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
I like Hinge.
Okay.
Hinge is the best because it I can show you guys it, but basically it like shows you all the things you would have done research wise on your own via Google. Like it shows you where they went to school, where they grew up.
Do they have to input that or is it just
to input it?
Okay.
Yeah. And then they say like what they're looking for and like.
This could all be lies.
You know what? You're right. But it can, you do cross-reference. I do some additional research.
You do
research.
Your due diligence.
Believe me. Are you kidding me? I'm looking up, you know.
Have you had like a successful relationship on one of those?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, like a long time.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the thing about meeting on dating apps is like, if one thing goes wrong, it's like we both know that we have this app in our bag that we're like, you know what? Eh, let me look. I'm, you know, you know.
Grass is greener.
Like, yeah, so it's weird. It's just weird. But I do, yeah, Hinge is great. Raya's cool. You see like cool people on the there, obviously. On
that one.
Yeah.
That one used to be like more industry based. Like,
it is. I mean, it kind of still is. Yeah. Like, there's still cool people on
it. Like, sorry, not to like be like that it's not like, but I feel like in the beginning, you had to submit.
Oh, you had to, I had to have three references to get on to Raya.
Yeah. It's like a country club.
Literally. Yeah. And it's also expensive. I think it's like $30 a month.
Whoa.
To be on Raya.
That's worth it.
It's worth it, actually. It's absolutely worth it.
I mean, I would.
Okay, so Raya, are you still active on Raya?
I'm actually not active on Raya right now, but twist my arm, I'd go back on.
Okay.
It just changed a lot. It's not as like active as it used to be. But Hinge is like, I'm still on it.
Yeah. And then what's the one, was Hinge the one that originally was more, had like the hookup reputation?
No, that was Tinder.
Oh, Tinder, yes.
Tinder was Tinder. Like, people was are like, just like meeting up for...
That's what I was thinking about.
And there's another new one, you guys. You guys might not know it. I think it's called, do you know this one, Fielder or something?
No, she's taken.
Feld?
She's taken.
Field? There's something like, I don't know what it is, but...
Like play the field?
It's like really all just like hooking up.
Oh, that's cool.
I think. Field, yeah.
Oh,
Field. Whoa.
It's not scary.
Like, oh, it's no, like it's you've scary. Been field.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
For the curious.
Jesus, Christopher, you just jump right in.
Yeah. It kind of looks scary because, like, I don't even think people use their, like, real photos, like, in the beginning. I think it's, like, kind of
it does
a,
look
like,
just like you're, like, come
thing.
Hook up. Oh, got you.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that, unfortunately. But
it's
no
just
shit.
Real, bisexual, pansexual, bisexual. You know, that's what's also cool. Like, the younger generation... Like, they're all open to anything. And they're I'm like, fuck yeah, you just opened up like the net. You cast a wider net.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You would think that would help people find people, but I feel like it's harder than ever. Yeah,
feels, this is amazing.
It's very sexual.
Isn't that crazy?
They're that's what in it bed is. Or meditating. So
do you have friends on this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
One of my girlfriends like really likes it.
That's a throuple right there.
Yeah, there's a lot. I think you can like, experience a lot on that app, but
that's fun.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna sign you up today.
I feel like
I'm gonna send
shower.
Somebody over video.
And how many people are coming?
I got a shower.
I've got a cheese crazy. Plate before we get field. All right, I have someone that I'm thinking of for you.
Okay,
what's your profile picture? Is it your Laker shot?
You don't know. I don't do Lakers anymore because I'm not on the team. Like, I don't want to disappoint anybody.
You don't want some, like someone to jersey be like, chaser coming after you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't want them to be like, oh my God, I'm excited to see you at games. I'm like, I'm retired.
You're like, that was 22 years
ago. Yeah, that was 100 years ago.
Oh, I retired 17 years ago.
Yeah, so I don't like to feature that. But yeah, I think I have a pretty good profile.
You do.
I mean, any girl would. Girls are just cool and cute. Guys,
it's funny.
Have
you go on Grindr. I went on to my friend's Grindr the other day.
Who?
The pool of gay men that just flocked to me.
I know. Gay men
like
love
a
her.
Moth to a flame.
Gay men don't
like
me.
And I was like, there are no faces. It's just like apps.
Body parts.
Body parts. Where I was like, well, this is a tough nut to crack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
But who knows?
It's tough. You know, it's the world we're living in. I'm happy that you guys are in love and you figured it out. The organic.
Well, don't.
Way.
We're not in love, but we're married. Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're taken. No one's in love in this
love
room.
You.
Sandra, maybe.
You. Sandra might be.
I'm more in love with her.
Yeah, we're basically we're
that's
married.
Really
yeah, this enables
the
us
important
to,
thing. So
continue our.
Yeah, don't worry. See, we're all in the same
journey.
Boat.
Yeah.
So what I was just flipping through this and I see that you have like a morning journal and an evening journal. Like, is that every day of the 14?
Yeah. So basically, well, it's like a morning kind of like there's like a message in the morning and like that's when we dive into some of the topics. Mm-hmm. And then at night there's like an evening journal prompt.
I
so
like
that's
that.
Like, yeah.
And then what is like after, which I like because then it forces you to really evaluate what was good and what was bad in the day. This is your book. But then after the 14 days, like what is your sort of like your ongoing advice?
Yeah, I think the ongoing advice, like at the end, is just to be more mindful and like be more aware of like when you're logging on, what that means for you, mm-hmm. what you're looking at, what yeah. you are,
how it's making you feel.
Yeah, how it's making just you to, feel.
Like, kind of like address.
Yeah. Yeah. And then hopefully like you've learned some tools by the end of it that you're like, oh, maybe this is the day I could like do an energizing hobby, which is like one of the days.
It's
like
you really go out and meet new friends.
Yeah.
You're a monster.
So how did you actually...
It's hard because everybody's on their phone, but...
From you realizing that you had an issue with this to then going, okay, I want to sort of implement something for myself to then being like, I'm actually going to go all the way and not only write this, but then publish this and like spread
go
the word.
On a press tour.
I think it's amazing. I mean, I think it's like such an amazing like thing you're doing for... the world, but I what propelled you to really see it through?
I think first of all, I love a project.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get it done. Like I really did think that it was important. I think being with my nieces and seeing how absolutely addicted they are to social media, I was like, oh my God, I just want to give them something that they can like try. So I've had them try it. It was not easy.
How old are they?
They're 16 and 17.
Wow.
And so they're in it, you know? And of course they had it during the pandemic, which we know like really skyrocketed everybody's usage on social media. And so, I think like seeing them, I was like, I just want to give them like something to like some sort of solution or some sort of thing to try. So that's like kind of like what motivated me to do it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Because we talk about it all the time, but we're very far from ever writing a book about...
Although, you guys could definitely write a book.
No, our social media is cocktails. Like,
yeah, you guys apparently actually don't need the book.
We circle and circle. No, I think we should stop drinking next week.
Oh, yeah, that should be our book.
That should be our book.
You can do that.
How does it feel not to drink and be so bored tonight?
Yeah. We can write the best.
Alone again, sitting with my thoughts. I'm so thirsty.
Old Mother Harbor.
It's been 2.5 hours.
Yeah. No, but I...
Old Mother
Harbor. That is amazing, by the way. We really need to dive into that more later. But I think we talk about it more about because of our kids and not necessarily because either of us are that into it, luckily.
Yeah.
But I think if we were 5 or 10 years younger, that would be a different story. Maybe. We barely like skirted, like we were.
Yeah.
I think Instagram, I was with Duran when Instagram came out.
I was not. I met Mike with like 20. Facebook only.
When did Instagram come out? I think I was 27.
2010. Okay.
I was 30.
No, you were, were with Duran, but you met him before Instagram.
Yes. No, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, there was Facebook. There was, what was the other one?
MySpace.
Oh yeah. MySpace. When we used to put our music on our thing.
Yes, like, MySpace. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other? Friendster.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Friendster.
That was the first one, I think.
You just dated us. I think that was like the launch pad for social media.
Yes, yes. But it was never Friendster. That widespread that we had to make it a part of our daily life. And I feel so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are pros to it. And there are
totally
in terms of business connections or in terms of, there are pros.
Yeah.
Information sharing. I had to find another, this is so dumb, but I had to find a permanent jewelry person for this party, which is like a little bit obscure. Mm-hmm. And I just like was like permanent jewelry LA. There was like 4 people that came up. I contacted 2 of them. One of them was available. One of them wasn't. I used them for a party I did for the school on Tuesday night. She was great. Like and she was amazing. And
she was great.
I'm spreading her contact
still on me.
Just saying.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
No, I found another girl. But it was just, again, a random obscure thing that I don't think I would have been able to find that contact otherwise.
Right.
And she's psyched because now she's been introduced to like all these other people that will use her. I don't know. I mean, things like that.
Totally.
Business-wise.
Oh, yeah. It's
Do you lovely. Remember, hold on. Do you remember MySpace, how shitty MySpace was?
Yeah.
Like how beta total, it was?
Total bully that you could put your top 6.
Oh.
How shitty was that?
It messed
and
me up.
And then you were like, you could tell if someone was pissed at you, you're like, oh,
because you got
I'm
moved
not
down
on their homepage.
Your icon
didn't even show up. And they're like, they put some obscure, like nasty song on their homepage. Like,
yeah, Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
I remember.
So emotional.
Yeah. I had like an Abercrombie and Fitch.
She knows. It's like, ugh. Fuck MySpace.
Yeah, I don't remember categorizing the friends. But.
And then when TikTok, you don't remember that? And who was the guy? It was like Tom.
Tom.
Tom was always in like
you know,
when you launched
You guys.
That.
Tom's always
Tom's
your best
on Raya.
Stop
Shut
it.
The hell.
Facebook,
why haven't you?
Facebook Tom's on Raya. I tried.
What's going on with him? Is he loaded? Right.
I don't know what he's doing now, but he's on Raya.
He looks like a junk.
He sold it to MySpace, Facebook?
I don't know how that went down.
Wait, no. No. He sold it to Instagram?
Zuckerberg. Is that what? He's hot. I think you should swipe or whatever the hell you do on that.
I did, you guys. Wait, I tried. It didn't work out.
Tom is MySpace?
Yeah. And then Facebook bought MySpace.
Yes. Oh, Zuckerberg did Facebook.
Yes.
Yes.
Tom did. Holy
shit. Tom was
shit.
MySpace.
Get up in that.
580 million. I just wonder what he's doing now.
Ugh. He's just. Oh, personal life.
Personal life. On Raya.
On Raya.
Oh, he goes to Burning Man. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm
absolutely
out.
Absolutely not. I'm out.
That is the biggest
red
flag.
Have you ever been? No, but if a guy has Burning Man on his profile, it's like an automatic.
I think I need to ask everyone that comes on this podcast if they go to Burning Man, because I'm waiting to find someone. And there are a lot of them out there.
You guys have never gone.
No, but that the
I don't know.
The people that go
love my sensible shoes. No, I don't go to Burning Man. Like, come on.
The playa foot?
Yeah.
People that go love it. Like, it's not just, oh yeah, I go. It's okay. They're like,
it's the greatest thing.
My
life
has been changed.
It's a ritual.
It's crazy.
Mind blowing.
And you know, there's like groups that go, like, and you have to like apply to get in these groups and stuff. Like,
do you have friends that go?
I have friends that have like been like, hey, if you're interested, I could see if I can like connect you with the group. I'm like,
no, thank you. Six references, please.
I won't even be checking you on social media while you're there.
How well can you build our installation?
Burn, baby, burn. Yeah, no, it's crazy. I bet you know what? Honestly, I bet you if we went, we would probably have fun.
Well, of course we would. I don't know if I could manage all that. Fine. Of course. It'd be like,
we really would. Do you think we would probably
actually
have a good time?
We would make the most of it.
Yeah. And we could get those silly hats. Look at those hats they wear.
Like, I already feel dirty looking at the photos. I'm like, ugh, I need a shower.
Look at that hat.
Whoa. He needs a dickie with that hat. A bejeweled dickie. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think we dodged it in the way that now... You're in your 20s still, no?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not saying my age anymore out loud.
Okay. So. Well, you're like early 30s, late 20s, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And then younger kids, babies. And then everything below that, they're like victimized. I mean, you have to be on the defense at all times.
Yeah.
So you're not setting your kids up for...
Oh, no, I feel so bad for... People, I feel bad. The whole thing is just like a mess. Like, I feel like, especially people that are like debating giving kids their phones, it's like we're handing them weapons. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. They can, like, the world is at their fingertips. And like,
you need training when you get
basic
access.
Training.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, especially
I was with Ted the other day when he was playing Roblox. And it was fun. We used to play on my phone because it was just Dom.
Yeah.
And he'd just wait and stare at my phone
they
for Dom to
together.
Jump on.
Yeah.
But now it's like random people and he's like, can I have that fish? Can I borrow?
What?
Can I borrow that? And I'm like, and my parents were just in town and they're like, what do you need, sweetie? He's like, stop it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can I have that fish? Can I shake it? Yeah. I want that fish. And I'm like,
yeah.
And then Vicky was in town. She's like, who are you talking to? And he's like, I don't know. And he's like, how old is he? And he's like, I don't know. And Vicky's like, ask. He's like, how old are you? And then it's silent. And I'm like, oh great. It's a pervert on the
How do we know it's not a bot? Aren't there bots that play?
I don't think so.
There's like NPCs, but they're just like computer characters. But
they don't talk.
There are people my age that are playing Roblox. They're probably
ask if he lives in Los Angeles. So I was like, no, now we're going to look like the perverts that are like baiting kids.
Yeah.
Like, want to come over?
Meet up?
Yeah.
Here's my address.
Teague said I need some face-to-face engagement.
Yeah. Can I have that fish? Can I have that fish? Shake it.
Yeah, there's the most random items that they're collecting on Roblox.
Oh, Sam played Roblox the other day.
I played the fashion game. What's it called?
Dress to Impress.
Dress to Impress. It's actually really fun. It'll be like, give me your best Lady on a Prairie look. And so then you have to go like the closet and find the things that like would be best suited. And some people really nail it. And other people, they're just like in like a bikini and they do like these crazy like moves. They're like, because you walk on the catwalk and then you like do things you do the splits and then you get rated.
In your pilgrim outfit?
Girls always have the best.
It's actually so fun. I would do this tonight.
Oh, you
dress to impress.
Yes.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah. But they have some slutty clothes too, like some like thigh high boots and like little mini skirts. And I don't know. It's fun. Little
robot horse.
I endorse this game 100%. I think it's productive. You gotta find the things. You gotta put it together.
That's amazing.
Anything fashion, I'm all about.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so hard. It's such a hard.
I can't even find my phone half the time.
This is really good. You guys actually have good habits.
I don't
know
if I'm crushing life. I can't find my phone half the time.
But that's nice because you're not attached to it. Like if I lose my phone, I'm having a panic attack.
I panic if I drive somewhere and I don't have it. I'm like,
do you wait till I go home to work?
No.
Oh, good.
For some reason, good.
No, I had two phones for one job and it was always so stressful. It was like,
I have two phones right now because I got a new one, but then my old one is just kind of like,
A search engine account?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just like,
oh, it's not.
No cellular.
It's no cellular.
It's fucking amazing.
That's awesome.
I was thinking today of getting a family phone because I'm not getting any of my kids a phone.
That's a good idea.
Soon. I was thinking of because now that, you know, like tonight he's going to Tyler and he, for whatever reason, thinks the iWatch is like worse than having a phone, but he can still call me and I can still see where he is. And
yeah,
I'm going to make him tonight. But I'm thinking, why don't we just have a family phone? Because even my 11-year-old, I would give it to him if he was at basketball practice and waiting to be picked up. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's a great idea.
Right?
Do you want mine?
Why? You're not doing anything with it?
No.
What is it, an iPhone?
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
That's actually great.
That was my next question. I was like, which one should I get? Should I get like a flip? Should I get
gross? No.
There's the iPhone SE, like the lower iPhone. There's like a lot of parental controls. They were saying
okay.
And then there's like the Samsung. I don't know. Like yeah, I'm like, which one should I get? Because it's not expensive. I can just here call me. Like I want my kid to. I want him to have a phone to call me.
Right.
I don't need him to have a mini computer in his pocket. You know
mm-hmm. what? My parents did prepaid like flip phone for me.
Of prepaid
when
flip
we
phone?
Like mm-hmm. went out then. Like she would give me the phone
yeah.
and then I would call her and then it would take a few minutes and she'd refill it like every month.
Well, I don't know that I need to prepay. That's a little, that's a little extreme. Then,
no, that always, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That rings sex
Honestly,
trafficking
I might
to
buy
me.
Your phone off of you. What
you
generation
don't need to
is
buy it?
It?
It's an iPhone 4.
Ooh, that's
I'm
lovely.
Just kidding. I think I have it with
How'd
me.
How'd you
hold
on to that relic?
I was like, wait, I don't even, that's like, oh, I can't even process that. I'm like, four?
Four? Shit, fuck. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, you can have it. It's yours.
Wait, really? I'm getting it?
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, it's at home. But yeah, you can have it. Yeah. And I have this little cover for it. I don't think the boys will like it, but they'll never lose it.
Well, I need to be able to like block out the Safari and stuff.
Perfect.
Okay. Just delete it.
Can you? Yeah. But then can they re-download?
Don't tell them the fucking code. They don't know my password. They can't download shit.
Oh, because it's parental control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the other thing. It's tricky to get in there and do all of that
you
parental
know what?
Stuff.
And yeah. If they want social media, they're going to get one pan meals on my Instagram. It'll be like the full body workout. Moms are just the best. Be like, enjoy. You've got social media.
I also wonder what like Bermuda Triangle do all the cords and chargers go into? Do you find your kids losing every charger and then they are taking yours and you're like,
do not get me started.
In what universe? Like, where
do they put it?
Where did it go? How?
Who eats them?
Yeah.
Who is eating them? And I went to go buy like four. My new thing now is I just want Target to deliver a 10-foot Lightning charger. I'm not dicking around with USB anymore.
Right.
No one has time.
No,
I need lightning. I need it now.
Right.
And I need to be able to walk to the other side of the room and back. I don't want extension cords. That's all I want.
Yeah.
It's $30. I've earned that.
Yeah, you have.
So then I had a bunch of stuff in the cart and my husband was like, "What? How many chargers are you buying?" I was like, four, one for each of us. He's like, they don't even have devices. I was like, if they do at some point, I don't want them touching mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like, they're in the house.
The best is like, when they disappear and then there's one still left in Luca's room or something. And he's like, this one's mine. This one's mine. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So lately I now write Queen Mommy, I love my mom on like all the bricks and all the cords. And he's like, I'm like, do you have my charger? He's like, yep.
Yeah.
Because he can't.
That's cute.
I like Sharpie the F out of them.
Leanne puts like nail polish on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm like, you can take it to your friend's house. I love my mother.
I started getting everyone different colors, but now I'm like,
oh, it's the worst.
I need a 10-foot lightning.
This is the world we're living in. Mm-hmm. I don't want this.
Why? The boys won't want a cover?
I'll get a cover. Oh. I'll buy the phone from you.
You're not going to fucking buy the phone from me.
Why?
I love that plan.
Yeah. That's a good phone. And save the screensaver of me.
Yes, I will.
Oh, I will. Are you on it?
Oh, we can do AI and just do a shirt that says drugs and I'll be like this.
That's good. I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Or it'll be like a moving image of me going like this.
Oh my gosh. So what do you have planned for the rest of your, how long is your press tour? What are you doing? Like, what do you have on the menu?
Yeah. So I'm going kind of all around town. I'm going to Texas. I have some girly pop friends. I used to be in local news.
Okay.
That was like my first
job.
That
tracks too.
I know. Don't I look like I can be
in Texas?
No, Missouri.
Okay.
A lot of stories about cows.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Naturally. And meth labs.
Oh God.
Yeah. That's what's my two going favorite on.
Things. They go hand in hand.
But no, I have some girlfriends who are reporters in Dallas and Austin. So I'm going to go there and do their shows.
Oh, I love it.
At the end of the month. And then I'm just doing like some zooming in. I'm zooming into Missouri on Monday, which will be fun. And yeah. So
will the book be on Amazon?
The book is actually right now on Amazon.
Oh, amazing.
I was going to do like a release later down the line. Yeah. And I was like, why just put it up? Because it was like ready to go.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is like such a big deal for me. Oh, I want you to know I'm such a fan. I love both of you ladies. You're so funny and great. And so thank you for having me.
Thank you for
I'm going to hook you up after this.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, Cottie's going to match make and we'll have to do a little follow-up.
Maybe you guys can go out tonight.
All right, social media detox available on Amazon. Available potentially.
Right now.
Are you going to do an audiobook?
I don't know. I thought about it, but it's kind of like a program. So
and
who knows?
You got a journal, but yeah. And we wish you tons of success.
Thank you
for being here.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it.